At this time, I'd like to invite you to the practice of loving kindness. And I'd like to speak a bit about that practice. It's true for all meditation practice that we have to make it our own. And it's particularly true for the practice of inclining the heart towards kindness. Now, our heart center, the part of our being where we can feel ourselves in the chest area, is capable of a whole range of feelings and expressions. Love and kindness, passion, peace, curiosity, many different qualities of being. Kindness is a simple thing, but when we are genuinely kind towards ourselves and other beings, it opens our life. True kindness may not look like the images of kindness we may have, and perhaps the habit patterns that we should be a kind person, we should accommodate, we should do good. This practice is an invitation to go beyond those images, and that is actually quite important. So if you know that you're a helping person and a person that looks more to others than yourself, watch carefully the pressures in the mind for how it should be, the idealized images. So in this practice, and it is a concentration practice, the object of the meditation shifts from physical sensations in the body to making use of the mind and heart's capacity for intention and articulation. So this practice supports the heart and mind to turn towards kindness, to have the intention for kindness. And actually, it doesn't really matter what we're feeling in the moment. We may be feeling kind or not at all. So you can let your heart be as it is. There is no need to feel loving and kind in this moment. And yet, to turn towards, to nudge the heart, mind, to orient it towards very simple friendliness. Simple, down-to-earth friendliness. So we can wish for simple things for ourselves and for others. Simple wishes for happiness, for peace, contentment, joy, strength, clarity, freedom, satisfaction, simple, open wishes. We can wish this for other beings, for all beings, for those close to us that we love, for those that have been important in our lives, and for ourselves. So perhaps right now, just settle in a way that's reasonably comfortable. And as with all things we do, the teachings offered is open really with an open hand. If for some reason it's not the time for you, and this is not where you're at. You can be aware of breathing and body sensations, and that's fine too. To know that we always have freedom and choice. Just relax into the body to start with. Turning the attention to the heart area, meeting yourself there. The heart can be experienced in many ways. Sometimes it's tight and hard, sometimes very tender, sometimes absolutely still and open. Whatever the season of the heart may be, like today, this moment, just meet yourself there. If you like, can allow the breath to go through the heart, allowing the heart to breathe. Now I like to invite you to bring to heart mind, into your field of awareness, somebody that has been important to you in your life. Someone with whom the relationship has been good and easy, can be teacher, benefactor, friend, lover. And this person may be living, or this person may have died. Doesn't matter. Bringing to heart mind this person. And then see if you can sense into some simple wishes in relationship to this person. And this person can also be a being, a four-legged being perhaps, a dog, or perhaps some being that's been close to you in your life. So it's not necessarily a human being, someone. Some simple wishes. See if maybe 2-3 sentences in your own language, of course. Something like, may you live with ease and with well-being. May you live with joy and freedom. Finding simple phrases, something that resonates with you. Formulated in a way that resonates for you. Make it simple. Maybe what emerges for you is may you be peaceful, may you be healthy, may you be safe. Whatever it might be, when there is a sense of simple connection with some intentions, some wishes, begin to gently repeat them within the body-mind, but not only the mind. Allow it really for the heart to, for the heart to have intention. So these simple phrases and wishes, they're the object of the meditation. So when you, if you space out, get disconnected, you just start again. It's like a little trickle, like a summer rain that just drops, or like a little small creek, a river, a flow of water. It just keeps on flowing, just wishing. Nothing needs to happen. A simple, gentle flow of wishing. And so I ring the bell, and you're invited to practice like this for a few minutes. And so then you're invited to open up in the practice, to be inclusive of one more being. And that is yourself. Sometimes, for some of us, it's easier to wish well to all beings than this being. Our inner climate and inner habit, our way of speaking and relating to ourselves, can be so full of judgment and hardness and dissatisfaction. If our internal commentary would be broadcasted out, people would be shocked to hear what was going on, perhaps. But no one can be more worthy of kindness and good wishes than you. In the practice of loving kindness that was introduced by the Buddha as an antidote to fear. At that time, people were practicing in the jungles of northern India, and there was a lot of fear of tigers. And there were fear of ghosts, because such were the traditions at that time. So the people hanging out with the Buddha and practicing under the trees, the mouth of caves, they got scared at night. They didn't sleep in houses. They were sleeping outside. And so it said that the Buddha taught this practice as an antidote to fear, to all fear in life, and as a way for the heart to be real. So loving kindness is not pushing against reactivity and dislike. That can be there too. It is an inclining of the heart towards the original and innate goodness of our being. So sense inside, if possible, what you wish for yourself. No matter what the inner judge says, what do you wish? What is the wish of the heart? Simple wishes. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. May I have good health. May I experience brightness and clarity. May I be strong. May I feel safe. May I feel connection and belonging in life. Whatever resonates with you, with your life path. Allowing the phrases to be repeated inside sentences, soft sentences. Not to worry if they get mixed up, if you lose them, another one comes along. Remembering it's a practice, not an attempt to produce a certain feeling or state of being. It's a practice. So, however your heart and being is responding, hold it lightly. Repeat these words and wishes anyway. And so let's practice together for a few minutes until the bell rings. If you like, you can place a hand or two hands on the heart area, making a connection with yourself. remembering to relax and breathe. And wishing, may I be happy and peaceful. May I live with ease and wisdom. And in the last minutes of this meditation, staying close to yourself, your heart, opening this field of awareness, this field of kind intention, and get a very light sense of the beings around, the people playing in the lake, the people living at this place, the other people in this room, the furry four-legged creatures around here, the creatures in the sea, the mosquitoes and other little beings, the people passing on the roads, stretching further out, the people you're close to, family, friends, loved ones, perhaps some difficult people too, all these beings on this earth. And you certainly don't have to like all beings, certainly do not have to love all beings, but there can be a kind wishing for all beings, large and small, to be born or just born, young ones, aging ones, old ones, dying ones, having just died, worthy, unworthy, kind or unkind, in all sort of life circumstances, awake or asleep, all beings, human beings, four-legged beings on the earth, winged beings in the air, the creatures of the waters, the lakes and the rivers and the seas, tiny ones and of enormous proportions. The creatures in the earth, all beings seen and unseen, simple wishing. May you live with ease and well-being. May you be peaceful. May you be safe and free from harm. May you live with joy and in freedom.